Introduction. This week, we will examine the decline of traditional family values in America. Understanding the causes and consequences of this decline helps us appreciate the urgent need to reaffirm and uphold biblical principles in our society. Current statistics and trends. The decline of traditional family values is evident in numerous statistics and societal trends. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the percentage of married households has significantly decreased over the past few decades. In 1960, 72% of American adults were married. By 2020, that number had fallen to just 50%. This shift reflects a broader trend away from traditional family structures. Moreover, the percentage of babies born to unmarried women has risen dramatically. In 1960, only 5% of births were to unmarried mothers. By 2020, that number had increased to over 40%. This trend indicates a growing acceptance of single-parent households and non-traditional family arrangements. Causes of the decline. Several factors have contributed to the decline of traditional family values in America. One major factor is the cultural shift towards individualism and personal fulfillment. Modern society often prioritizes personal happiness and career success over family commitments and responsibilities. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 20 warns, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." This verse highlights the dangers of moral relativism and the rejection of absolute truth, which contribute to the erosion of traditional family values. The rise of secularism and the decline of religious influence in society have also played a significant role. As biblical principles and teachings are increasingly marginalized, many people lack the moral foundation necessary to support traditional family structures. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Consequences of the decline. The decline of traditional family values has profound implications for society. Research consistently shows that children raised in stable, two-parent households fare better in various aspects of life compared to those from non-traditional family backgrounds. They are more likely to perform well academically, exhibit fewer behavioral problems, and experience better mental health. Additionally, the decline of traditional family values has contributed to higher rates of crime, poverty, and social instability. Children from broken homes are more likely to engage in delinquent behavior, struggle academically, and face emotional and psychological issues. Biblical perspective on family values. The Bible provides a clear and compelling vision for the family. Psalm chapter 127 verse 1 states, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain." This verse emphasizes the importance of building families on a strong foundation rooted in God's principles. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14 further underscores the need for repentance and a return to God's ways. "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land." By returning to biblical family values, we can experience healing and restoration in our society. Addressing the decline. To address the decline of traditional family values, we must first reaffirm the importance of these values in our own lives and communities. This involves prioritizing family commitments, teaching biblical principles to our children, and supporting policies that promote strong families. The church has a vital role in this effort. By providing teaching, counseling, and support for families, the church can help reinforce the importance of traditional family values and offer guidance to those struggling with non-traditional family dynamics. Conclusion. The decline of traditional family values in America has significant consequences for individuals and society as a whole. By understanding the causes and consequences of this decline, we can better appreciate the urgent need to reaffirm and uphold biblical principles in our families and communities. As we continue this series, let us commit to promoting and living out these values, working towards a society that reflects God's design for the family. Call to action. As we reflect on the decline of traditional family values in America, let us commit to upholding and promoting biblical principles in our own lives and communities. By teaching and modeling God's design for the family, we can help create a more stable and loving society. Let us pray for wisdom, strength, and guidance as we uphold the sanctity of the family and support one another in our journey of faith. Series link.